Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, we're gonna be talking about a young adult novel written by Lewis Sachar that was published in 1998, and it is titled Holes. And the book is centered on a teenager named Stanley Yelnats, who was sent to a correctional boot camp in Texas after being falsely accused of stealing. And the plot looks at the history of the camp and how the actions of many characters in the past that affected Stanley's life in the present. And these stories touch on things like racism, homelessness, illiteracy, and arranged marriage. And like I said before, it's about a young boy named Stanley Yelnats who was accused of stealing, but he was wrongfully convicted and got sent to a camp that specializes in quote-unquote fixing, having boys gain character, and it was all a ploy for something else. And there are, and the book also talks about characters from the past that really does influence Stanley and his family. And while at this camp, he makes a friend in a camper who cannot read. So Stanley helps him learn to read. And it, I don't want to spoil it because I like the book. It talks about a lot. It talks about things that other books don't in a young adult novel. And kids really need to read. I think kids need to read it because it shows what could happen in years that can affect someone. Just one person. And there was a 2003 movie made based on Holes, and it pretty much stays true to the book. And the movie has Shia LaBeouf as Stanley Yelnats, Cleo Thomas as a character named Zero, Sigourney Weaver, John Voight, Patricia Arquette, and many other actors that you know. And as I said, it stays true to the book, and you're not going to be disappointed. The movie is very entertaining, has a few bits of comedy, and you're going to love it. I don't want to spoil it because I hate when people spoil things for me. So I'm trying not to spoil it for you. But Holes can teach you a whole bunch about, like I said, racism and homelessness and illiteracy. And there are sequel books to Holes. The first sequel is called Stanley Yelnats' Survival Guide to Camp Green Lake, and it's about, it's pretty much what you need to do to survive camp that Stanley didn't get in Holes. And the second is called Small Steps, and it focuses on one of the other campers named Theodore Johnson, and it's Small Steps is about how Theodore is living in Texas and trying to stabilize his life by working for a landscaping company. And he meets up with an old friend from camp because this old friend wants to do a scheme for a famous pop star. However, this pop star decides to bail the main character out and forms a friendship with Theodore. And I kind of think that this book needed not to be made, in my opinion, because Holes was a good book that didn't need any sequels. And so it's good. It's okay. It's an okay book. It's very easy to read. You can read it in like a day or two, like day and a half. And to be honest, the main character in Small Steps was a secondary character in Holes, and he was quite some forgettable until I read Small Steps. So yeah, it's not a bad book. It's very easy to read. Both books are very easy to read. And they teach you, I always say books teach you a lot. And Holes and Small Steps do teach you things. And check them out. Please check them out. Learn, if anything, if you don't like it, that's fine. But learn from it. Please. Please. That's all I have for today. Hope you guys have a great day, evening, night, and as always, happy reading. Bye.